Hello and welcome to episode number 5 of the David Hessian podcast. So, a little bit on... So on last week's podcast talked about tracking your macros and why that's important for kind of your diet. So this week is kind of a continuation of that, and I'm going to call it what's the best diet, because that's a question I get a lot. People seem to think that there's one diet that will solve everyone's problems. And of course, that's not the case. So kind of same with anything in fitness and training. It comes down to what your end goal is. So with the diet you want to have, let's say, so a lot of people I know would be like GA players or football over here. So soccer. Sorry, UK people. Or rugby, anything that's sport that's based on sprint explosiveness, sprinting, like, for example, as well. You need to be eating carbohydrates. You obviously need protein for recovery between sessions. With if you're doing like endurance, you'd be eating something more fat based. So let's say if you're a GA player, we'll go with that. You need to be eating, probably, it depends how often you're training, but if you're training pretty intensely, if you're playing a high level, you'd want to be eating about 1.5, maybe 1.7 grams of protein per pound per kg of body weight. So for me, that'd be like 1.7 times 90 kilos, which is like 150, 160 grams of protein a day. Sounds like a lot, but if you're doing a lot of exercise, you do need it for recovery, especially if you're trying to improve performance and if you're in a surplus. Then with carbohydrates, so when you exercise at a high intensity like that, what you're using, because you're not sprinting for like 10 minutes or running as hard as you can for 10 minutes. In something like football, I know it's a 70-minute game, you're probably sprinting for about 15 seconds at a time, and then you're taking loads of recovery. It might be a slow jog, or you might be stopped completely, especially if you're like a corner forward or something, or a corner back. So what you're actually, the energy system that you're using is basically all the glycogen that's stored in your muscles, the ATP, your creatine phosphate. So it's your instant energy system. So mostly what you're using is anaerobic fitness. So it's your sprint. The way you train that as well, high intensity interval training. 10 seconds on, full recovery, up to a minute off. I know it sounds like a lot of rest, but like then in them 10 seconds, you're able to absolutely kill it 10 times in a row. And that's how you build up that energy system. Alternatively, if you were doing like endurance, and you'd be on a more, like you could do it carb-based, but you're using your aerobic system rather than your anaerobic. So you'd be carbing, you'd be eating more slowly digestible carbs. You wouldn't be like eating kind of sugary foods, whatever. I wouldn't recommend sugary foods anyways. But the way that it's broken down is different. The energy system that you're using, you'll be, the anaerobic system only lasts for about 10 to 15 seconds, I think. And then after that, you're into your aerobic system, which is slower. You don't have as much energy. Produces more lactic acid. Lactic acid, that's build up your lactate levels in your body. You start to get cramps, start to get pains. You might have to stop. So different energy systems require different diets. Then if you were going to go fat-based for endurance, then you don't have this problem of lactic acid being produced through burning carbohydrates in the presence of oxygen. And then you can also, the amount of glycogen that's stored in your muscles is a lot less than the amount of fat that you can have stored. So if you think about it like this, the reason you can't sprint for a very long time is because the energy system that you're using is a very small amount. It's an instant energy system. It's very easy for your body to tap into, but it's not a massive store. Whereas with fat, so like you hear of people going into ketosis. If you were an endurance runner running at a moderate intensity for a long period of time, then it's good because you have a lot of fat stored, well, most people do, but it's a much slower release energy, much slower being broken down. So you wouldn't be a good, a sprinter wouldn't ideally be on a diet like that, or someone who needs explosiveness, because that comes from your carbohydrate energy systems. But if endurance was the goal, or even mental clarity, then yes, you go on a ketogenic diet. So it's very, very dependent on what it is that you're doing for bodybuilding then. So with bodybuilding, if you're trying to cut weight, if you're trying to build muscle, the best way of doing that is with a carb-based diet, protein and carbs. Because if you're a ketogenic diet isn't ideal for, because when you're training like that, you're training at a high intensity when you're training for hypertrophy most of the time. So you're in that like 8 to 12 rep range. So the amount of time your working sets are what, like between like 30 and 50 seconds. They're not long, they're not a long time. The amount of work that you're doing, it's quite a short period of time. So it's your, it's from the carbohydrate energy systems that you're, you that you're working. So in order to get, and you want to be putting as much stress on the muscle as possible to create tears, to then build up stronger. Also, carbohydrates are a good way of transporting protein throughout the body. And obviously you need high protein for recovery. So same again about that 1.7 grams for, like, that's quite on the higher range of things. But I think you're, even if you're going for weight loss, it's a great way of maintaining muscle. And it also keeps you satiated for longer. And as well as that, the thermic effect of eating protein is more than carbs or fats. They're much more easily broken down. Other diets that there are, so you hear of like these fad diets, like keto for the majority of people, especially people with weight loss, go, oh, I'm going to go keto because you're burning fat because it's a fat-based diet. Like, yes, but if you go keto and you eat the same amount of calories you're eating, you're not going to lose weight. And the reason that you've put on a lot of weight is probably because you aren't good at restricting your diet. So why would you go on one of the most restrictive diets there is? Carnivore diet, same kind of thing. It's just a really restrictive diet. As far as weight loss, then no, but same with keto, there's a place for it. So people with like serious autoimmune diseases, like Jordan Peterson is doing it. His daughter has severe arthritis, and supposedly it's got rid of most of her symptoms by going on a carb-based diet because the amount of reduced inflammation. Also, he's used to have gum disease and now it's gone, apparently, which is linked to heart disease, all because of the fact that he went on to a carnivore diet. Same with keto, I guess. Keto is good for people with, what's it called? Epilepsy. Because I think it's something to do with the reason epileptic fits happen is that the insulation, kind of the insulation in your brain, is made up of fat tissue, and kind of wires get crossed, basically causing seizures when they're triggered, and that can help reduce that happening. Not an expert on that part, but that's my understanding of it. Strength then, if you're training for strength, you're probably going to be very carb based as well. A lot of protein, a lot of calories, because strength athletes, obviously they can be as, they can be a lot heavier because they're working for strength, not they don't have to go a distance, they don't have to look a certain way. It's all about power and strength. So that'd be a very high calorie, high carb, even high fat to get the calories in. A lot of protein too, but definitely you wouldn't get a strong man that was keto. You see some vegan strongmen too, and that's another thing I've heard a lot about, is that Game Changers, it's the vegan propaganda, like the new What the Health with Arnold Schwarzenegger in it. And I was listening to James Smith talk about it, and I really want to watch it now after him telling everyone not to, because he was talking about how Arnold Schwarzenegger is now saying that we should do, you should go vegan, even though I'm pretty sure that the testosterone he's still taking wouldn't be vegan. But yeah, he's gone vegan now because he's set up that company Ladder with, I think it's Michael Jordan, which do vegan products. So it's probably in his best interest to be vegan. Also, they were talking about how a peanut butter sandwich is the best source of protein you can have. And that it was better than 3 eggs. And that's another thing James Smith said, that a peanut butter sandwich, in order to get the same amount of protein from 3 eggs as you would get from peanut butter sandwich, you'd have to eat 800 calories worth of peanut butter sandwich. So I don't know where they get their information from, but anyone who tries to force their diet upon you, they're probably, especially when you're not asking, they're probably full of shit. Just like people trying to push keto onto other people, it's like, it's not really optimal for most sports, so, you know. And if people have a problem with their food, it's a really restrictive diet, so that shouldn't be the first step they take, is go on the most restrictive diet. Also, the best diet, so on a study done of, like, basically, they've done a study basically on every diet, the World Health Organization, and people trying to lose weight, and they put them on all different diets over a set period of time, yada yada yada, and said the only thing they found, everyone who stuck to any of the diets lost weight. The number one contributing factor to weight loss was adherence to the diet. So if you could stick to the diet, basically. So sounds very obvious, but people go, oh, I really want to lose weight, so I'm going to go on this juice or bear diet, where you're 100% going to lose weight if you go down to 800 calories of juice, as opposed to eating your regular 4,000 calories of food that got you to where you were. And people are like, oh, I went on this juice diet and it made me lose loads of weight. And then it's like, you go off the diet, the juice diet, you put on all the weight again, and then you're like, oh, this is my fault because I couldn't stick to it. Yeah, whatever. Them diets aren't made to be for you to stick to, and whoever told you to go on that is a jackass, because the whole point of them is to sell a quick fix so that someone can make money. It's not to actually solve the problem, because if they want to solve the problem, they'd give you something long term, a lifestyle change. That's what your diet has to be. You shouldn't, if you spend most of your life dieting, then you're following the wrong diet. What you need to do is figure out a way of incorporating healthier eating into your lifestyle. So healthy as in, it's good for your mental health because you enjoy it and you're not beating yourself up about whatever you eat. Good for your actual health, as in you're not eating way too many calories that you're getting into a terrible shape. Not eating too little because you're anemic or whatever it is. And also understanding that you don't need to have a six-pack to be healthy. Most people with six packs are probably miserable. The fact that they're struggling to keep it, scraping at straws, trying to keep their six pack, trying to not enjoy their food. And just becomes an obsession. It's like with bodybuilding. I always thought that'd be something that I'd want to do. But then you look at some people who are getting ready for their prep and they're just like dying, like slowly starving themselves in order to go on stage just for 10 minutes on the stage, that then obviously if that's your sport and that's what you're into, do it. But it's like people, I think, are making it seem like that's fitness, that's the pinnacle of fitness, is being on stage as a bodybuilder, when it's not. It's like one of the most unhealthy things you can do. It's like, okay, fitness and health are not the same thing, but people think these people are like, they know what they're doing, whatever. There's so much drugs in bodybuilding. And I'm not saying use that as an excuse not to get in shape, but just understand that that shouldn't be your ideal, is being stage shredded, people having tan, great lighting, dehydrated for one hour while they're going on stage and thinking that that's like what you want to be, what you want to look like. That's not realistic. So yeah, bit of a tangent there. Also, you want to start enjoying your food. What else was I going to talk about? Yeah, so quite a short one today. You know, dove into a few different diets there. If you're interested in this sort of topic and you have a certain sport or a certain specific goal that you want me to dive into, what's the breakdown of how to do a diet for that, let me know. DM me on Instagram at @DavidHessianPT, David_Hessian_PT. And yeah, hope you enjoyed this episode. See you in the next one.